There's a Ramban on the Pasuk Tomim Tiem Hashem Elokecha in the Parsha of Shoftim. And actually, everybody has different mahalchim in how to learn over there. Rashi seems that there are two ingredients to be Im Hashem Elokecha, to be together with Hashem. One is, he says, that we're mitzapeh, we're hoping to Hashem for good things to happen, I guess, and we are not we're not looking about the future. We're mekabel whatever Hashem gives us. We know it's good. We have that sense of trust in Hashem that whatever He delivers, whatever tests He gives us, will be good. And memeila, we're im Hashem Elokecha. We have that connection with Hashem. The Ramban has a bit of a different approach. It's similar in Bereishis, where it says Hishalech lefone ve'yei somim, or Tomim tiyam Hashem alekecha. So in the Ramban in Dvorim and Shoftim says as follows: Sheniyached libeinu elov. We unify our heart. Our heart is solely focused on Him. We believe that He Himself does everything. He knows the truth of every future. He does everything. He knows the future completely, exactly, accurately. And only from Him would we turn, because the previous psukim were talking about the people that are deirish asidos, oivi and oini, and these things. He says, we only are deirish. We only ask Hashem. Linaviyov, Ome Anshi Chasidov, only for people who are Naviim. I guess Anshi Chasidov means people who have Ruach HaKodesh, even if they're not on the level of Novi. That's all we do. Ritzeni Loimar, Urim, Urim Vitumim. We go only to the Urim Vitumim. We have means of requesting the future, but they don't have anything to do with all of these inappropriate kishuf and other things. We only go through asking Naviim or through the Urim Vitumim. He says, "V'loy nidrash meichoiv reishomayim," and so forth. "V'loy mizulosam," "V'loy nivtach shiavo divreim al kolponim." Not only are we not doyresh the future with these inappropriate means, we don't trust that what they say will happen. We're not concerned when somebody says, "Chveis, I don't know, if a black cat comes in front of you, then it's bad luck." You know, we don't pay attention. This stuff is it doesn't interest us at all. V'loy nivtach shiavoh divreim al kolponim, aval im nishma dover mehem, if we hear something from them, neimer hakol bidei shomayim. Our response is, everything comes from Hashem, everything comes from shomayim. What you have to say is irrelevant, ki hu elokei hu elohim, elyon al hakol. Hashem is the God of all those would-be alleged gods, and He's above everything. Hayochol Bakoil, He can do everything. Mishane marochos hakoichovim v'amazolas kirtzoinoi. He can change the order and the constellations of the stars and all the mazel in the world and everything. It's all under His control. Mefir oiseis badim uksomim. Mefir oiseis badim uksomim yoholol. Okay, that's based on a pasuk. V'namin, now here he has another ingredient. Shekol habois tiyeno kefi hiskore for odom lavidosli. And we also have to believe that everything that happens will be according to the extent that a person brings himself close to service of Hashem. Ulefikoch, achar azoras shelas so asidois min hakoise v'derish ba'adachayim elameisim. This is why after it talks about those people who were derish al hamesim, they ask the dead people, they try to look for different tricks to find out what's going to be the future. It says, no, tomim tiyam Hashem elokecha, we are only into one thing, that's only from Hashem. V'lo yisiro mi magid osid, we're not afraid of anyone who tells the future. Not a novi or not the urim v'tumim. Avo minaviyo tidroish ve'elov tishma. We'll only ask of neviim and we'll only listen to them. V'zedas unkelis. This is how unkelis learns. Shlim tehei badachalto da'ashem elikoch. you should be complete with the fear of Hashem. That's what this posuk of Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha is. Shaloi Tehei, he explains. Shaloi Tehei Choser B'Yir Osoi. Don't be lacking anything in his fear. In other words, the fear should be completely the fear of Hashem, because nothing else, there is nothing else to fear. There is no other koyach. Ki tomim hu hasholem badovor. Kimoy said tomim sholem. Tomim means complete and total. So this tomim tiyam Hashem elokecha seems to be a tzivoy. And the other Ramban, he calls it a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah of tomim tiyam Hashem elokecha, which means that a person is completely focused. The only thing in this world that I'm afraid of is Hashem himself. There is nothing else to be afraid of. There's no koiches, there's no mazel, all of these things. It's only to be afraid of Hashem, and that's all there is. The question is that it seems that the Ramban adds a step which doesn't seem to be the focus of fear. He says, v'namin, he says, v'namin also, shekol haboyis tiyeno kefi hiskare for odom lavidosoi. He says, included in this tzivoy, which he says, the Targum says, is shlim tehei b'dachalto d'Hashem elikoch, is v'namin shekol haboyis tiyeno kefi hiskare for odom lavidosoi. Everything that happens in this world will be a factor of the closeness, the closest that Hashem, the closest that a person brings himself to Avodas Hashem, to the degree that my Avodas Hashem is more refined, is more complete, is more total, to the degree of everything that I do, it's to that degree that everything that's going to happen, in other words, what happens in the future. He says, even if there's mazolos, all the things he said before, a person has a certain mazel, he was born with a certain mazel, there are things that people say, I just have no mazel, something is wrong. Everything is up to Hashem. Those koiches may exist, and mazel does exist in the world. Like the Gemara says, ein mazel Yisroel, and then it says, bon el chayv bezena tluyim b'mazel. So Tosis explains that there is an initial mazel, but Klal Yisroel, through its tfilas and through its chusim, can rise above it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately controls everything, even the mazel. But it seems to be that the focus of the fear is shekol v'namin shekol haboyis tiyeno kefi hiskore v'odom lavidosoi, which doesn't seem to be included directly in this concept. If tomim means to be tomim befir, don't be afraid of anything else, only Hashem. So wherein lies that shekol haboyis tiyeno kefi hiskore v'odom lavidosoi? That everything that happens is according to the extent that a person brings himself close to Hashem. L'chayra, that's a separate piece. It's true. It's an aismora. It's an addition. But it doesn't seem to be lying in the essence of this, of certainly what the Targum says, that it's perfect your fear of Hashem, which means don't be afraid of anything else, only Hashem. And it seems, and I think it's significant, and I personally think it's very necessary, that the concept of Yirah Shamayim has to be understood in a very focused way. The concept of fearing only Hashem and nothing else means that, you know, everything just depends upon what I do. It isn't a fear that's to paralyze. It isn't a fear that I walk around, I'm nervous, and what's going to be about the future. In fact, Rashi's pshat in Tomim Tiyeh is that you don't concern yourself about the future. We're not worried about anything. The Ramor brings in Hilchus, I think, by Hoshana Rabbah, that we're not supposed to look at, some say you could see in the moon, the future. We're not supposed to do that. And this is part of, he says, Tomim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. There is such a thing. I'm not worried about anything. I don't worry about the future. I rely completely on Hashem, that's true. But it seems there's something else too. That the fear, there's nothing else to be afraid of. And what is there to be afraid of? Only one thing. It isn't the fear of Hashem in the abstract sense of fear. It's a fear that's translated to understand, to mean that kefi his karev, to the extent that I bring myself close, ho'odom lavaydosoy, it's everything is going to happen according to that. And I think that really is something that is a positive note that can be very helpful in terms of tshuva, in terms of changing, in terms of influencing ourselves and memela our future actions. Because really, there's one issue. The real issue is, and hiskare for odom lavidosa means not the ultimate fulfillment, but how close I get. And I think that that's something that really we have, you know, it's like there are two, we're extremists. So the extremist says, I've got to be perfect. Or the other part of the extremist is he says, well, if I can't be perfect, I might as well be perfectly not perfect. And you go the other way. And it's very hard to keep that balance. But it seems that the point of the yiro that we're supposed to have, negating everything else and only being afraid of Hashem, is one thing. To the extent I have to look at life, whatever's going to happen, we're all concerned about the future. We're all concerned about what's going to happen. We're all concerned about all the issues and problems that we have. There's one piece that I have to have is I'm concerned about one thing. I know that to the extent to which I come close in the Avodas Hashem, I'm coming closer to Hashem. I'm making that effort. I'm trying that tshuva. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to return. I didn't return all the way. I can't get all the way. It's very difficult to get all the way. I certainly can't get all the way in one shot. But kifi hiskare v'odom la'avodoso, to the extent of my hiskarevus, that's what affects everything that happens in life. And if we look at it that way, I think it makes it a positive motivator and not an overwhelming pachad or burden. That's the Yirah Shamayim. The Yirah Shamayim is, there's nothing else to be afraid of. The only show in town, that's the Rabbeinu Shalom. There is no other koyach, there even the mazolos, everything. He controls everything. So I only have one concern, and that's the fear of Hashem. But what is the focus of that concern? The focus of that concern is that according to the closeness that I come in the Avodah, how I grow, how I improve, that's what's going to affect what happens. It isn't even, it seems, my perfection. It's my hiskarev. I'm becoming closer and closer in the Avodah Hashem. And I think what that really means is that we have to make that effort. We have to make those steps. We have to start the process. We can't keep focused on the fact that I must get to the end, otherwise it's not worth anything. Every step that a person brings himself closer has an impact on his environment, has an impact on his life, has an impact. Kifi, that's what he says. Kifi his venamin shakol haboyz tieno, kifi his kare for odom lavidosoi. And that seems to be the essence of Yirah Shamayim. So at a time when we're thinking in terms of, you know, everybody's a little bit nervous, you know, a couple of weeks, Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom HaDin, and then there's Yom Kippur, and like the Rosh Yeshiva's father once said that at least everybody feels they wish they'd be sitting in the sukkah already. You know, at least that, like, let's get it over with, you know. So the positive attitude, yes, there's certainly nothing else to be afraid of. And the fear of Hashem has to be in these terms. And those terms are, to the degree that I can come closer, is to that degree I'm going to influence the din, I'm going to influence the year, I'm going to influence the future. And if that's the case, then I think that it really, you know, behooves us, each and every one of us, to think about what we can do to get closer. And we know, we're taught, the Bali Musa taught, that there's only one way to do that. Every other way is really just a wasted effort, and that's through learning Musa. It's only through learning Musa when a person sets himself down to begin to think, what's my purpose in life? What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I holding? How can I get there? What are the mafriyim that I have that are interfering? How am I fooling myself? What's the psychology? How does the Yetzer Hara twist my mind and my heart and my entire being to confuse me to think that what I'm doing is right and this is what I should be doing? And says that's only through Musa. A person has to dedicate time each day through guidance, through Sifrei Musa, through guidance from mentors and Rebbeim and Chachomim, through Cheshbon HaNefesh with himself, and just to take stock. There's so much that Ta'odim Yira Lo'inayim, that we could see ourselves. If we look inside, we could sense what's going on if we pay attention. If we don't look in the mirror, we'll never know how we look. But if we look in that spiritual mirror of the Limud HaMusar, we begin to see things. Yeah, this, like, and kifi hiskarei v'odom la'avidosoi, to the extent that we, a little bit, I just made one little improvement. Hiskarei, that, oh, I have what I have done is, and it seems from the Ramban that that's the focus of the era, and that's something that's appropriate to think about. That's the Ramban tells us that, I made one slight improvement, that's going to affect my future. That's going to affect the things that happen to me. The mazel is not the thing. And there are no keiches outside of the thing. And there's certainly ain't no milvado, there's nobody out there who could affect me. Kefi hiskarei v'odom la'avidosoi. And the means to do that is only through limud ha'musar, that a person knows that he's affecting his future.